How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Should we talk through your pyjamas?
Well, I feel a bit better. When I first arrived on the Zoom, I'd positioned the... I didn't do it deliberately, but the camera was just sort of very much on the trouser.
It was on the crutch.
Well, I didn't like to say that, yeah. But, I mean, it's all done up.
Crutching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes, that's what we should call this. Okay, that's the name.
And they're another pair of monogram pyjamas. Do you only wear pyjamas with tar on? Is it because people bring you tea in the morning and you say tar?
Tar. No, Alfie got me these for Valentine's Day.
They're very nice.
I'm very pleased with them, I have to say. And new pyjamas are a lovely treat. And I've been trying not to crease them as I sleep.
How does one even go about that?
Well, just making sure I'm sleeping always in a direct position.
Sure.
Quite flat.
What's a direct position?
Well, I don't know. But like sort of flat... neat, you know, not getting things twisted.
Yes, okay, pulling them down to your ankles.
Yeah, exactly.
Respecting the crease in the trouser leg.
Exactly, following the seam, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's my life.
That's your life.
Mm.
Have you had a good week?
Well, Susie, I have. I've been working at home quite a lot, which has been lovely. Mm-hmm. And since Saturday, I haven't been drinking, which not that I've drank that much, but just I thought, you know what? I'm not, because it's easy to get into a habit of drinking every day.
Yes.
So I thought, I'll see what happens if I don't do that. And
how'd you feel?
Yeah, I feel quite nice. I feel quite nice for it.
There you go.
You know, they're sort of trying to be a bit more mindful of what I'm eating as well. So just trying to be a bit healthier. I know I don't like to do it at the same time as everybody else in January.
No, of course.
February.
So you're doing sort of damp Feb.
Yeah, damp Feb, yeah.
Lovely. A lovely thing.
Which has been really nice. Now, Susie, I see a chair, I see a blind that I haven't seen for a while. And that, to me, indicates you're at your mum and dad's.
I'm at mum and dad's. They're just about to take my daughter swimming.
Oh!
It's 9:05 in the morning. My mum has already given my daughter a couple of frazzles. We've just had a few crosswords about it because frazzles are not a morning food. Not a food, probably.
Please.
So I feel bad. I feel like I may have just snapped at my mum a bit much. I'm like, Mum, please don't give her those. First thing in the morning.
Oh. Well, this is what, I mean, we are all like it. And I'm like it, you know, and get snappy and I'm horrible. Not with
you're your never mom. Horrible.
Oh, I am horrible. And then we've been watching Benidorm recently and you know the Johnny Vegas character and he's so horrible to his mum. I think, is that me?
You think that's me? Mm. I've always thought that you and Johnny Vegas one and the same.
Basically the same, yeah.
You never see the two of you in the same room?
That's right, you see. There you go. You know, and then of course over Christmas, there was the Runner Beans incident.
What was the Runner Beans incident?
Where I snapped to mum because she wanted to do Runner Beans because that's the only vegetable my brother eats. And I was horrible. Why am I? And you know, and I was trying to take the turkey out of the oven and mum was doing her Runner Beans and I just was annoyed. And of course, I'll never forgive myself for that, will I? Carry that with me every day.
No, but we must. I must forgive myself for Frazzlegate.
Well, you know, from the young people in our lives who we love, we might get it paid back. And I dare say.
I imagine so.
That's the way of the world and always has been.
Probably.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, sometimes as well, we only speak like that to the people we really know we care about.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
This is true.
So I'm always here to reassure.
Thanks. I just felt like a bitch, but you know, hey ho.
No. And frazzles are a nice half-term treat.
Sure. Just not at 5 to 9.
Did you have that when you came out of swimming, that the whole world sort of smelled of bacon?
I just remember being ravenous coming out of swimming.
Mm. Those vending machines knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Oh, God, yeah. And the horrible little sort of cafes.
Oh, yes, with the squidgy chips.
Squidgy chips, but and then also sort of the fat in the extractor fan.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Delish. Would you like to rub a piece of bread on it?
Yes, I would. Whenever I'm hungry, I can really smell some chip fryers going on. And I don't know where I sort of like a Bisto kid.
Like a Bisto kid. Can they always smell gravy? Is that what that was?
Yeah. I can smell chip fat.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. That's interesting. I wonder where that smell's coming from. Or is it just something that your body's creating?
Oh, maybe. Oh, that would be exciting if it was.
I don't mean that you smell like chip fat. I mean that your brain is telling you you can smell chip fat.
Well, you know, that's always been a big fear of my mother. It's always not to smell of chip fat I'm not coming in here. You're cooking. I don't want to get the smell of cooking on me.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely.
I'll close that door. I've got shirts hanging up upstairs. They'll smell of cooking.
Yes. And my mum would say the same, broad cooking, not a specific thing, cooking.
Yeah, just the smell of cooking.
Yeah, which I think is a lovely smell.
Which of course I've always liked. Yeah, I like that smell. Maybe some, fat heating up in an oven or an oven.
Maybe some bacon.
Things like that. I suppose it is nice to not smell of old fat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you think? I mean, I don't know.
You know, of course, I worked in the Dinky Donut van.
Oh, of course. And your mum would make you take your clothes off before you came in the house.
I'd have to strip at the door. Yeah.
Yes, I always remember that.
I'd have to strip at the door and then run upstairs in my underwear.
Really?
Which of course, is exactly what a 15-year-old girl wants when she gets home from work.
Alfie used to do that during the pandemic. Not that we live together, but he tells me that when he went to the supermarket, he would take off all his clothes. Yeah. And we're not sure now, in the fullness of time, if that was absolutely necessary.
No, we're not, are we? It's hard to know. But you know, it was a strange time. We did whatever we could to keep ourselves sane.
We did whatever we could, didn't we?
And if Alfie wanted to get nudie for Linda and run up the stairs, I imagine we'd have kept on his smalls.
I don't know. I'd have to check with him on that, actually.
If you could and come back to us next week.
I know the listeners will be keen to hear. Suze, the thing I've been thinking recently is, have you been booking any holidays? Do you book your holidays in advance or do you leave it to the last minute?
I have booked a holiday. We're going to Lake Garda.
Oh, Suze, that's supposed to be wonderful.
Yes, very nice.
You know, we went to an Austrian lake last year. We really liked it.
Yes, I remember those pictures of you in an Austrian lake. Very nice indeed. I am trying to be more organized with taking time off.
Yes, that's good. That's good, Suze.
The thing is, when you're self-employed, is that it's very hard to know when you stop.
Swishing around. I've got some lemon and some water. I've turned into that sort of person.
Oh, wow. How tedious.
Yeah. Yes, you'll be hearing more about that all the time. Maybe I'll set up one of those accounts where I tell people how to improve their life.
I look forward to the day that you have a drink and you do that again.
Yeah, get absolutely smashed immediately. I think that everybody who, you know, is self-employed thinks the same, that there's, I think anybody who works in construction or anything, you just go, yes, I'll work. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll work. I've tried to put some dates in. So I'm hoping to book some things.
Now, of course, you're going to Australia.
Oh, yes. Well, that's in April.
Do you have a little time for holiday as well?
I've got a couple of days
That's not enough.
So it'll be quite well, but I don't mind that because I think it's quite a nice way to be in a place is to be doing shows.
Yes, that's true.
Are
you going on your own?
So I'm going on my own because it is quite back to back.
Yeah.
And I said to Alf, you know, it's not going to be that much fun. And I'm not that much. It's hard for the listener to imagine, I'm sure, but I'm actually not always that much fun when I'm a bit stressed. Not stressed, but like a bit sort of on the go.
Well, and also it's work.
Well, yeah.
And then that's really difficult, I think, with partners and friends. You sort of sometimes feel like, oh, if you see people at your shows or whatever, or if a friend comes along, you think, oh, I should go for a drink, I should go for a drink. Then before you know it, you're sort of drinking every night.
Well, that's
quite hard to have a good show if you're hungover.
Well, it can be, very difficult. And again, I think...
And to focus on the work, it's quite nice just to be, I'm just doing my thing.
Well, with an unusual sort of routine that we have is, I think it's sometimes difficult to kind of just chill out a bit, I suppose, and not feel like I should be doing something.
Mm.
Because it's nice to not do anything, really.
Sometimes nice not to do anything, yeah.
Nothing at all. Read a good book.
Yeah, yeah. Read a good book, exactly. Have you still been having your Instagram sort of downtime?
Yeah, kind of.
Good, Suze. Well done.
I'm always logged out. Mm. And then I only check it. I try to check it just a few times a day. I'll be honest, sometimes it's way more than a few.
Yeah.
But my screen time's gone down dramatically.
Wonderful.
Because I think it was, because I like listen to things and watch things, I'm trying to like read a book rather than constantly. Also, the news is so horrific. Mm. I don't know that I need to listen to every single episode of like news podcasts that I sometimes listen to.
Do you listen to those?
Well, yeah, I listen to like podcasts about American politics. And I sort of go, why?
Susie, that's intense, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to be across stuff, but I don't know that I need to know the nitty gritty of the Senate.
No, I don't think
I don't
you
think
do.
Anyone's coming to me for that. Also, I'm not, like, I listen to it and I'm not 100% sure that I understand any of it anyway. So yeah. I'm trying to be away from all of that.
Yeah.
And in doing that, yes, my screen time has come down dramatically. Because I think it used to be about 5 hours or 6 hours, which is loads. But it's because I work on there as well, of course. Like,
yeah, that's emails and things
podcasts,
will be there.
Emails, yeah. Instagram.
It's very easy to be taken in by it.
Yeah. And now I'm sort of under 3 hours and I'm like, that's still loads.
A week?
No. A day.
Oh, wow. Wonder what mine is. I don't even look at mine. Check to see. Oh.
Oh, well, I saw Joel Dommett do a piece of material where he said one day he had 11 hours screen time.
That's most of his day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Or something like that. I don't think that's that much. I'm going to have a look.
Oh, I'm going to have a look now, Suze.
Average screen time per day.
Screen time. Daily average, 4 hours 17.
Yes.
Down 23% from last week.
6 hours 40 is apparently the global screen time for 16 to 64-year-olds.
Oh, it says all devices. So that includes like...
Yes, that's laptop too. That's everything.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm trying to keep it down.
Wow.
It's a lot though, isn't it?
Yes, I'll say. Gosh, yeah.
You know, it includes audiobooks and stuff. So when you're...
It's fine. Well, to say my most used one is voice memos. And I spent 4 minutes looking at the mail app. Ooh.
Oh, not mail on Sunday. Sidebar of shame.
No. Email, sorry.
Oh, email.
But it's called mail.
Only 4 minutes.
That's what it's saying. I've spent 13 seconds looking at the clock.
13?
I'm not sure about this. Anyway, it seems like a lot, doesn't it?
It seems like a lot. So in saying that, I am trying to be less committed to my phone. And it is good, I think.
Yeah, for sure it is.
But then the other part of me goes, oh God, does that mean I'm not going to get as many followers? And then does that mean I'm not going to get as many likes on my videos? And then, because when you get likes on your videos, it means that more people hear about you. And then I might sell more copies of my book. And then I might sell more tickets on tour. And I might carry on to do the thing that I love to do. But you know, I can't.
You can't think like that. I also find the more I do online,
the less people like you.
Yeah, my followership goes down.
That can't be true.
True. I'm like, well, I'll post something about this. This will be fun for people. It's very hard.
Computers now.
Yeah, not always. I know. I think actually it's because I haven't been posting in the last few weeks very much because I like to post in the garden and there's not much to say in the garden. So sorry if anybody's waiting on a new garden update, but there's not much happening.
Can't you just go in there and say everything's a bit dead?
Yes, maybe that's the thing to do, isn't it? And the thing with social media is if you go and do like the most sort of straightforward thing, people seem to like it.
Of course. But something that you spend an hour on.
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Yeah. Overthinkers. I mean, our podcast is an overthinker's paradise, but I think the rest of the world is not.
They're not overthinking as much as we are.
No, Suze, they're not. I don't know what they're thinking about.
Oh, me neither. Must be horrid.
Imagine
it having all that brain space.
Absolutely. What would you do with it? Thinking happy nothing. Thoughts or something?
Yeah. Plan lovely days.
Plan lovely day. Having high self-esteem. Gosh, who do you think you are?
No, thank you.
Exactly, Suze. Exactly. Now tell us, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I did the last leg.
Oh, so you did.
The way that my wife and I always like to celebrate.
The traditional way. Was Mr. Blobby nice?
Very nice. Nice guy. Fame hasn't changed him.
good to know after all these years.
After all these years, still a nice guy.
I wonder what he does during the day now.
It was quite thrilling to meet him because he was quite, sort of, felt like he was quite a pivotal part of my childhood.
Yeah.
I think it's the only time I've ever taken a picture of me with a celebrity and sent it to my brother and thought he'd care.
Did he?
But he thought it was hilarious.
Oh.
Because we were quite a blobby household, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, sure. We all were. We had to be.
We were quite broadly blobby.
Mm. And it was fun. Those were fun times, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I think Noel's house party had its flaws.
Well, it had two flaws. What, the gunging?
Probably just the gunge. And the twins. No, that was a different thing.
That's The Shining.
No, not The Shining. The other twins with Pat Sharp. He wasn't
fun house,
was he? There you go.
No, fun house. A whole world of fun. Prizes to be won.
It's a real Christmas.
It was always quite high octane, even for me.
Well, you thought it was too much?
A little bit, yeah, too much for me.
Too loud,
as a child.
Too bright.
A bit too loud. For me, I liked, as we discussed before, you know, dramatizations of something like Tom's Midnight Garden.
Sure. Do you remember watching Goodnight, Mr. Tom? I remember sobbing.
Of course, yeah. Of course, that was more of a weekend family watch, yeah. Sure.
Round the Twist.
Round the Twist was more up my street. There's something dramatized.
Which I think we've probably spoken about before on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure we have. No question. We've covered all the topics there.
But The Queen's Nose.
Liked that.
Laura Checkley is very good friends with the actress who was the main character in The Queen's Nose.
Yes.
And when Alice met her, she was like, oh my God, she was in The Queen's Nose. Like, it was very adorable because Alice sort of reverted to being, I don't know, 10.
Oh, of course. That's exciting.
She was like, that's the girl from The Queen's Nose. Like, hun, you know.
I mean, yeah, of course. She just let her live her life. I also had a similar experience meeting somebody from The Chronicles of Narnia, if you remember that original dramatization.
Aslan.
It was Aslan, yes. Sorry, excuse me. The computer animated lion was, well, I don't know if he was computer animated, just animated, I think. It was really something.
Stop motion, do you think? I don't really understand animation. I love it, though.
I like it when it's done. Must be very, very time consuming.
Very tedious. Well, I once went to Aardman.
Did you in Bristol?
Yeah. I mean, I've probably told this story on the podcast because I was probably doing the podcast when we did it. But I was on tour with your friend of mine, Joe Lycett.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows everyone, doesn't he?
Oh, I imagine he would know that lot, especially.
So he knew them and we went in and went for a little walk around and they showed us some of the little Plasticine models from Chicken Run and that sort of thing. It was very fun. It was very cool. I can imagine it'd be like someone's literal dream to work there and then to do it. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll bet. There must be quite a lot of people.
But they were also doing the DFS sofa adverts at that point as well.
Mm.
Of these little characters sitting on sofas. And so we saw all of those as well. And we saw people doing like the stop motion for it. Like move it a bit.
Oh.
Film it, move it a bit, film it.
Oh, right. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Are you good with your hands? Don't.
No. Thank you. No, not particularly.
How do you think you'd do on Great Pottery Throwdown?
Probably not very well. I don't feel very confident with things like that.
Mm.
There, I've said it. I just would always panic and get it wrong and then feel despondent, you know, and then of course it's too late then, isn't it?
Yeah.
But some people are just naturally good with it, aren't they? They feel a sort of sense of confidence, but I don't.
Yeah. I think you do with like, you know, slapping that clay on the wheel. You do have to sort of be quite gung ho, but then also quite specific in what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Of course I've only done pottery once, but we do have the bowls to prove it. Bowls is probably a bit strong.
Did you do it as a sort of fun activity like they might do on Four in a Bed? You know, sort of like, oh, we've got a pottery wheel near us. And then they go and do that.
Yeah, we did it because Alice bought my mum and I vouchers for Christmas one year because we both really like the show Pottery Throwdown.
So you went to a pottery class?
We went to pottery class together.
Oh.
We really enjoyed it. Mum's review, I did like it, but it was a bit long.
Sure. I hear you, Anne. How long was it?
About 3 hours.
That's long. Yeah. Well, it's better if it's just like an hour, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but there's sort of too much to learn.
oh, right, they really take you through it.
Well, yeah, and then there was like some demonstrations, but you know, really you want to just crack on, but you do sort of need to watch it to understand how you do it all.
I hate things like that. No, I'm joking.
It's the sort of thing that you'd just love to be naturally good at, but I don't know that many people are naturally. Like, I think it's a skill, isn't it, rather than a...
To throw a pot, isn't it? To throw, yeah, you throw.
Yeah, you throw, and then you put them in the kiln.
In the kilner, yes. Oh, well, I do like, I mean, I very much enjoyed going around the Wedgwood Factory.
Killin' Eve would have been a very different...
Oh, that would have been
TV
fun.
...show, wouldn't it?
Would she have been made of ceramics?
She would have been sort of, yeah, some cool girl that worked in a pottery.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then occasionally did a bit of murder on the side.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yes, Killin' Eve.
Killin' Eve.
Sorry, you were going to say about Wedgwood?
No, I'd say I had a lovely...
The Wedgwood Rooms?
No, Wedgwood. In Portsmouth. No, but there must be a connection there. But no, at in Stoke-on-Trent, they've got the Wedgwood Museum and you can see people making the pots. That's got a lovely cafe and bar downstairs, complete with a shop.
Oh, my favourite thing.
It was lovely. Really nice.
You know how I love a shop.
Really recommend it. Also went to Burley. They've got a nice museum there. That was cute. You sort of felt like you were going back in time to go to that one.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice, nice. Didn't find Spode though. Did find a sort of shop that sold Spode, if you like that sort of thing. But I don't know. I couldn't find that.
What's
maybe that's
Spode?
Not made. Spode is this one. I've got, you might have heard me trembling.
Yeah, that's nice.
My, so it looks like, you might have seen it before. It's quite a popular
blue and white
pattern. Yes.
Isn't that Wedgwood as well? Don't they all do a bit of blue and white?
Well, I think a lot of those firms are now owned by sort of the same companies, I think, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
But they're all just sort of people that make china.
Yeah, they're all, yeah. Plates and...
Plates and sauces. And cups and bowls.
Yeah, things like that, yeah.
Tell you what must be hard to throw, a teapot.
What? Well, they're expensive, you know, if you buy them.
If you buy a nice one.
You can spend a lot of money on a teapot. And then you're going to put boiling water in it. I mean, I think that's very dangerous.
But you spend a lot of money. You always say that you shoes and teapots, because if you're not in one, you're in the other.
You're in the other. That's what the that's what the sleepy dormouse said in Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Is that where that's from, Alice in Wonderland? The shoes in bed?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Wasn't the door? Was it the dormouse or the field mouse who slept in the teapot?
In the teapot? I don't know. I don't know Alice in Wonderland that well. It was a bit too psychedelic for me as a child.
Oh, you'd like it. It's a bit freaky, but there's various versions, of course. But it's fun. It's fun. It's sort of, it's a bit unnerving, a little bit kind of
weird.
Dream, but a bit weird. But then, you know, I think when you're a kid as well, sometimes there are some, we do have to watch some quite terrifying things.
Well, also I think the world is really crazy when you're a kid as well.
It is, isn't it? We never really say that, yeah.
When you're like, oh, you know, this person's your... Like, you know, when you're trying to like work out your family and this is what you have to do and you have to go to school and then these weird squiggles, that's going to make up words.
Yes, that's difficult, isn't it?
And you don't understand any of it. And also there are these rules that we all have to live by that no one can really understand. And put your clothes on and don't bite your friends. You know, it's tricky.
It's a lot to take on board. I know. Yeah, it did feel quite frightening at times. But I remember, like, even now though, my niece, she loves the really creepy, like, in the night garden and all of that.
Oh, yeah. That's really creepy, in the night garden.
And the moon baby one. That one frightens me. Is it moon baby? Someone will know. But, you know, the one about the baby coming from the moon down to see Peppy Nana and...
I've not seen this
Lily
one.
Plant and Mrs. Onionhead or something. And they're all... But they all live in a doll's house. But then this moon baby, who's really quite frightening, this very sort of... very sort of pale-looking child, just sort of like hovers... through the sky.
A sickly child.
It does look like a sickly child. Like, moon baby wants to see you. And then he sort of floats down in the... It's really terrifying in my mind. And then sort of...
And then
wakes
she like, yay, moon baby.
And yeah, they're like, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah, absolutely.
It.
Well, she's just mesmerized by it. But I'm like, what is this? And that's one where the like cardinals come in. Is that the one with the little cardinals? The little people in red. And they get counted into bed. They all dress in red, like they're in The Handmaid's Tale or something.
No, Tom, I don't know what you're talking about.
These are real things.
I simply don't believe you've not had a drink since Saturday.
I saw these people, they were dressed in red. It's Conclave. I just watched Conclave.
You always get those two confused, don't you? Moon baby and conclave.
I know. Sorry, everybody. My mistake. I'd quite like to see that, though.
Yes, it's done very well.
It's done very well for itself.
I've not seen any of the films that are up for the Oscars other than Wicked.
No, I mean, I feel like that. I said to Alf, like, do cinemas put them on after the award ceremonies? Because I think that would be a thing that people would like.
Yeah. Oh, sure, they must.
They must, because I've seen all those clips of them now. I'd like to see that.
Did you watch the BAFTAs?
We did, actually, yeah.
Was it good?
It was, yeah, it was really good.
I love David Tennant. I think he's very good.
Yeah, David Tennant was lovely. He was brilliant. Highlight for me was... Well, it won't be any surprise to listeners, but Celia Imrie presenting an award, and she looked so fabulous and so glamorous. And I thought she was really, really lovely. And it's really lovely to see her there. You know, she's been so much British film and
yes,
such a great actor. So it was lovely to see her there. Yeah, it was just all in all was very nice.
Oh, Tom, let me recommend a podcast to you. Talking of great actresses on How to Fail, Elizabeth Day's podcast from a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. She had Harriet Walters.
Really?
And she's fantastic.
Wow, how did you get her on?
A great actress.
Wow.
It's really interesting to hear about the things that she felt they're like her failures. You choose three failures from your life. It's very interesting about not getting parts, about not being chosen.
Yeah.
But it was very comforting and a very interesting listen.
I bet.
Also, her uncle was Christopher Lee.
Oh, didn't know that. Oh.
Fascinating. Or maybe her cousin, something like that. Anyway. Celia Imrie, of course, she's wonderful. I love her.
That was a highlight for me, actually.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... I'm not going to be unkind, but I just think there should be somebody who advises people on dinner jackets, because sometimes, and I've made mistakes as well, but I just think, you know, just wear it and wear it nicely. Mm. And these people... It's often like a sort of thing like, oh, me, I don't even care about like dinner jackets. I don't even know what I'm wearing. Why do I even know? I'm like, well, you've worn it, haven't you? So wear it nicely.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Do you know who Nikki Bell is? Is that his name? Nikki C. Bell?
No, Nikki Clark, I know.
Oh.
I once got in a lift with Nikki Clark.
Well, the hairdresser.
Well, I can't work out if it was Nikki Clark or if it was Christopher Dean from Torval and Dean. Because in my mind, they look quite similar. They both were wearing quite long hair. But they said they were a fan anyway. So whether you're Christopher Dean or Nikki Clark, thank you.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. No, he's called Nick Campbell.
Okay.
You need to look him up.
Oh, is he on Twitter?
He's on Instagram and he's the guy that does, he like reviews people's dresses and will just be like, no, hate it. Don't like how he's worn that dinner jacket. This is terrible. I love a woman in a cummerbund. It would be like, and
things
he
like
did.
That.
Mm. Yeah, it's really, love this for her, hate that for her. She always gives. She always doesn't. It's very, it's sort of Joan Rivers.
Okay.
You know, slight fashion police type thing.
I was going to say,
but
it sounds very.
I think that you would enjoy what he has to say about men in dinner jackets.
Okay. I mean, look, you do you.
It's a good suit, but you're not wearing it. That sort of thing.
That sort of, there's a guy, I can't remember his name on, I don't really look at Twitter now, but...
Oh, Tom, you must leave. Everyone's left. You're the last person at the party.
I'm probably the last one there, aren't I? Well, I've been saying it for years that it's awful. So all these people going, I'm leaving Twitter. All these big organizations going, I'm going. I'm like, yeah, okay, bit late though, wasn't it? Could have done that 10 years ago. Anyway, that's my rant. But I remember looking at an account there of like a man who deconstructs tailoring. And I can't remember his name, but he's very interesting. Maybe he's on Instagram now. But yeah. So... I do like that. I know, like, if you've chosen to wear something in a certain way, I just think the sort of scruffy thing is a little bit...
I hate it.
Like, it's just sort of like, oh, me? Oh, I don't even care. I don't even know why we have to wear these. Like, you don't have to wear anything, but you've just gone scruffy. So, why have you done that? Why you want
to... Because it's nice to look nice. It's nice to look nice.
I suppose it's an argument of saying it's a statement in itself. Who am I to...
Oh, Tom, you're everyone to judge.
But I just think, come on.
Come on, let's be better.
Let's be better than that.
Tom, that brings us to the end of the pod.
I know, Susie, I know. Where has the time gone?
But thank God we've covered everything.
We covered Valentine's, we covered the BAFTAs, we covered pottery and the pottery museums of Stoke-on-Trent. Now, where was the class you went to?
In that there London. Peckham, I believe.
In London.
London.
Oh, right.
It was very nice. It was very good. Mm. But it was about 4 years ago. But it was great fun.
Mm. Well, I hope they're still thriving.
I hope so too.
Well, Susie, thank you for a lovely catch up.
Lovely catch up. And I'll see you next week if I don't see you through the window.
If I don't see you through, I just had my windows cleaned, actually.
Oh, good for you.
That brought on the rain.
They don't buff them anymore, do they? Does yours just clean them with like some sort of special fluid? And then
I think so, yeah.
They don't seem to, because I remember when George used to clean my nan's windows.
Oh, yeah. We had
he
Fred.
Would come to the house, the flat, and then Nan lived in one of those big blocks where you could sort of turn the window the whole way around.
Oh, yeah,
you know
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
And so George, who, I mean, must have been in his 80s, would be leaning out the window. You'd think this can't be safe. But she was on the 8th floor. What choice did she have? But obviously he'd clean them and then he'd buff them.
Lovely.
With a chamois.
Yeah, with a chamois. Yes, Fred used to do that.
But now people don't do that anymore.
Now they just squirt it with something and then it's
with
fine.
With a brush.
Is that right? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mine's got like a brush with a hose on the end.
That's
what is
it,
this thing?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer it because I don't know. But all I know is as soon as I get them done, the rain will have come.
Well, of course.
That's the way. Them's the rules.
Good for the garden.
Good for the garden, exactly. And spring is starting to sprung. Everybody,
it is
so do
indeed.
Keep an eye out for these little
daffs are popping their heads.
Oh, wonderful, isn't it? Just wonderful. Well, Sue, sorry, you were trying to get out of here and I...
No, I wasn't. I'm never trying to get away from you, regardless of what everybody says.
Everybody said. Everybody. Well, Suze, I will see you, like you say, through the week window. And
the week window. I'll see you in the week window.
Lovely.
It's going to smash any day now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
Can't wait.
All right then, dear. Okay, bye.
Okay, dear. Bye for now. Lots of
bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.